And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome everyone. Today I want to talk about some of my books, especially my books about relationships, because relationships is really what it's all about, isn't it? It really is. So, if you're going to have a pastor, if you're going to have a psychologist or a counselor or a coach, a teacher, a professor, if you're going to have any of those people, a minister, a rabbi, a priest, or whoever, they ought to be able to, the most important thing they could help you with is with relationships. See? Now, of course, they talk about the relationship between you and God, but even that they don't get right. I heard the most beautiful quote yesterday. I want to share it with you really quickly. There was I was listening to the Janet Mefford program, a very nice lady. She has a nice talk radio program. And she had a man on there who's an expert on A.B. Tozer. A.B. Tozer. Oh, he is so good. If you haven't read any of his books, he's he was a very nice man. And his quote was this, in talking about worship. He said, worship is a relationship, not an event. Worship is a relationship, not an event. And so, therefore, when your ministers and your rabbis and your priests and so on, when they talk about God, it's really about a relationship. But what do they tell you? Whatever they tell you, it's only, you know, a third-party thing anyway. It's something you have to discover for yourself. In other words, people can talk all day about how to putt the ball or how to shoot a free throw or whatever, but you have to make it yourself. You see what I mean? The child has to take the first step. You've got to find the relationship yourself, but you haven't, of course. And you know, deep down in your heart, you know you haven't. And so therefore, you either block it out of your mind and don't even think about it, or you pretend, you know, the motions. See, or you fret over it and wonder. Well, you don't have to fret anymore. I can help you I know how to find the relationship with God. But that's not today's program. Today's program is about relationships with people, relationships with your husband, relationship with your wife, with your child, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend, with your fiancé, see, with your co-workers and so on. Mainly, and your parents, relationship with your parents. But mainly I'm going to be talking about relationship with your partner, your husband, your wife, your partner. So let's talk about it, because I've written books on the subject. First of all, what blocks us from having a relationship with God? What is it that blocks having a relationship with God? Would you believe that one of the biggest things that blocks your relationship with God is a faulty relationship with other people? That's right. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, then God won't forgive you. That's basically what he said. And he meant it. See? So it's resentment of your mom, resentment of your dad, resentment of your husband, resentment of your wife, or judgment toward your husband. See? That's what blocks you from God, and blocks you, incidentally, from happiness, and from joy, and from spontaneity, and all the good things. Have you ever wondered why little kids are so spontaneous, and so happy, and so full of life and love? And then as people get older, they become miserable, and morose, and hateful, and selfish, and judgmental. And see, have you ever wondered? Well, I can tell you what it's all, why. It's because of resentment. So how would you like to improve the relationship with your husband, wife, or partner, or with your mom and dad, or with your kids, and become unblocked and enjoy the good things of life? Well, stay tuned. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. Today's program is about relationships. So let's talk about my most popular book, which is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You see, look, have you ever wondered why relationships start off happily and with promise, and so often end up in anger and resentment and bitterness and hurt feelings and all that sort of thing, divorce and what have you? Have you ever wondered why? Well, it's because there's a mystery that, see, look. Each one of us, see, we're all human beings, and so we all have something in common with each other, and we all have something in common with our ancestors going all the way back to Adam and Eve. So what happened to Adam and Eve has had a profound effect on every couple from that time until now, and including you and your partner, and including your parents. Maybe you're not married, but you wonder about your parents. Why was your mom secretly unhappy? Why was your dad silent all the time? You know, why did they fight? Why was there a divorce? See what I mean? Well, see, if I can explain it to you, which I can, and, you know, which you really ought to get the book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, it explains it. See? When you understand it, well, maybe then you can forgive your parents. And if you can forgive your parents, then that'll free you up to have a good relationship. Otherwise, you'll be doomed to eat the same, go through the same thing they did, you see? Which you may want to avoid. See, a lot of people try to avoid it by not getting married, but that doesn't work. It makes it worse. Okay. Now, so we have sort of, you could call it a genetic memory. It's actually a spiritual genetic memory, if you really want to know, but I'll just keep it simple. I'll say a genetic memory. I remember I was reading one time about a little bird, and if you made a silhouette. If you got a piece of dark paper and cut it in the shape of a hawk, okay, you got a paper, you know, like, colored paper, the kind that little kids play with. It comes in pink and blue and red and everything. Well, if you got, it was a dark one, maybe, black or dark brown or something, and you cut it into the shape of a hawk. And then there's a little tiny bird. It's a baby bird. Then you bring that hawk, and then you move that piece of paper overhead. The bird reacts to it as if there were a real hawk circling overhead. See? Even though that little tiny bird has never seen a hawk, nobody ever taught it about a hawk. See? There's a genetic memory of a hawk, which means danger. Okay, well, with human beings, we have a genetic memory. A genetic memory of the trauma in the Garden of Eden. See, women have a genetic memory of a failing man. See, Adam failed her. He lost paradise. They got kicked out of paradise. He lost everything through his being, irresponsible, but he was, disloyal. He was disloyal. See, women fear that the man is going to be disloyal to her, But see, it goes deeper than that. Disloyal to God. Adam was disloyal to God. He didn't love Eve, and he disobeyed. He was disloyal. And then he got them, and then all hell came upon earth, see? And so she has a memory of a man failing and bringing suffering upon her. See? And then after Adam failed, then he used Eve. I'm sure he blamed her. He resented her. He used her egotistically, see, for his pleasure taking and what have you. And she suffered and she resented him for his having failed her. You see what I mean? So she has a memory of failing men and using men. And then, of course, when she's a little girl, there's her father. Now, it would be nice if her father had been the noble knight. You know, the George Washington, the Moses, the noble man of honor, of impeccable virtue, of patience, of wisdom, of long-suffering. See? And if he had always been there for her, if he was that noble, noble, noble man, which some don't, there are some men like that. Not male, they may, maybe not of that stature completely, but there are some that are close. And that's a very lucky daughter if she doesn't resent him. Because that can help cancel out the curse. See, if she has a good father and she loves her, that the good in her father is the same as loving God. And when he's there for her and doesn't tempt her to resent him, see, then she'll go off into the world and she'll look for a man like her father and she'll find a noble man. You see how wonderful it is? And that does happen. It does happen. I've seen it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, but that's rare. It's rare because mostly fathers fail. Either he's a wimp, he sits around, he's a wimp, he's a yes man, yes dear, no dear, sits there watching football with a baseball cap turned on backwards. See, or he goes to work, he's never, and he's just not there for her somehow emotionally, and so she resents him. See, and then she finds a man like her father who she resents, all that kind of stuff. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Talking about the myths and mysteries of marriage, and of course my book by that name, which you should get. You should get my book. So now you see how men fail women, and the women judge their man. Now when she judges him, when he fails her, see, so what happens is she goes out in the world, she finds a boy or a young man, and she hopes that he'll be the knight in shining armor. She hopes that he will save her from her darkness, save her from her dark side. See, she hopes that he will be the noble knight that she can respect. But alas, her love only makes him worse. He becomes more of a frog. Instead of a prince, he becomes a frog. See, her kiss, instead of making him into a prince, he becomes a frog. He becomes more beastly, more selfish, more of a slob. See, more of a nothing. See, a lot of men are kind of decent. They go to work, they come home, they work out in the garage, they bring home a good paycheck, so on and so forth. You know, they don't drink, smoke, gamble, or anything. So they're decent, but they're just sort of a nothing. And she resents him for his nothingness, see? And she becomes everything, see? She compensates. So mom becomes everything. The world the whole family revolves around mom, and he's a nothing, see? But that's not the way it's supposed to be, so she resents him for that. Because she knows, see, the whole family knows that he failed somehow. So the man's job is to learn how not to fail, learn to fail less, and eventually not fail at all. And see, so you see how marriage can be a beautiful thing. If you don't come together in marriage, if you just kind of shack up together, just kind of live together and then go to somebody else and then live with them for a while and get somebody else, or you don't get married at all or something, then you never have a chance to work out the ancient enmity between the sexes. So you get married, see, then you start raising a family, and then all of a sudden, there it comes. There it comes. Now's your chance. Now's your chance to get better instead of bitter. Now's the man's chance to begin to fail less, and through a sincere love for his wife and for his children. He yearns with all his heart and searches with all his heart to find answers, to find the patience that he doesn't have, the long-suffering he doesn't have, the wisdom that he doesn't have. He yearns for it. He searches for it. He cries out silently, see, and perhaps God will answer and begin to give him the wisdom, the grace that he does not now have, but that he needs for his family. He sees that his family needs that, you see? So he starts to resent his wife less when she gives him a hard time, see, or she does something naughty. Then instead of becoming angry, you know, he quietly deals with the situation with firmness, but with patience and with love. See, and with a twinkle in his eye, just like Santa Claus, old Kris Kringle has a twinkle in his eye. So he can be firm, but with a twinkle in his eye. He stands for what's right. See, so he's loyal all the way through. He's loyal to God. But first he has to find God, which most men haven't really. See, in most families, the wife's in charge of religion. She drags him out. She makes him comb his hair and take a shower and put on some clothes and go to church. She makes him do that. He does it to please her, see. Please his woman God. See, that's the thing. When Adam disobeyed God, then his loyalty was transferred. You know, just like when people obey Hitler, then they become loyal to Hitler, or they're loyal to Saddam Hussein, or loyal to tyrants. Have you ever noticed that? You notice how in this football scandal, you notice how they all defend the guy that was the bully. They defend him. Have you noticed that? All the other players, all the coaches, they all do. They all rally to defend. See what I mean? Because their loyalty is not to honor. It's not to principle. It's not to God. It's not to what's right. See, their loyalty is to the group. Their loyalty is to football or whatever. You see what I mean? All right. So you get the idea. So Adam transferred his loyalty from God. It was transferred to his wife. So now he has a woman boss. How many men have a woman boss at home? See, she tells him what to do, and he does it. See, or she tells him what to do, and he rebels and goes out and drinks. See. So now do you understand? So now do you see why you need to get my book? Because I've just given you a little bit of it here. See, if you read my book, you get 350 pages. And the solutions. How to stop resenting your husband. How to be more of a father. A better father. How to be a better husband, all these types of things, a better parent. So it's right there in Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. So the neat thing is that this time of year, I always want to reiterate my offer, my long-standing offer. I've always said, and I'm still saying it, and people have taken advantage of it. People have taken advantage of it over the years. I've always said that for a donation of any amount, I will send you by email a copy of the book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. So all you have to do is go to my website, click on Donate, or click on Book Offer. Best thing is to go on Book Offer if you go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or you could go to talktoapastor.org. TalkToAPastor.org, up in the right corner, you'll see Book Offers. You click there and you look, and then there are the books. All you have to do is go there. You can make a donation of any amount, even a small donation. See, a lot of people don't know I buy the airtime, so I need help help pay for the airtime and internet time and everything. I'm just a little volunteer guy here. Okay, and I have to buy everything, even the airtime myself. So you click there, make a donation. It's using PayPal, safe and secure PayPal. You make a little donation, and then I'll send you an email, ask you which book you'd like. You say, well, I'd like to have The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, and then I immediately send it to you as an attachment, as a PDF attachment to the email. So you get it right away. So you can read the book for free, see, as a token of my appreciation in exchange for your donation that helps me and helps others. See, you help others. When you help me, you help others. Okay? All right, so that would be a very smart thing to do. Of course, you can get the book in Kindle. You can get it at Amazon in paperback. But why not, you know, make a little donation and save a little money and help me all at the same time? Go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Get The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. I'm your friend. I buy the airtime to bring you this. See, it's helped me a lot in my life to know these things. I'm blessed, and so I'm helping you. See? Trying to help you. Okay, now I want to tell you about a couple other books that I have. You heard the announcement there, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's such a good book. I really recommend it. Whether you're married now, or you're going to get married, or you're living together, you're in a relationship, see, the book is inclusive. I don't care if you're not married. You'll read the book, you'll see why I think it's better to get married. But if you're not married, you're just living together, okay, so be it. I'm not here to judge people. I'm here to help them. It'll help you. Believe me, it will help you. See, we're all in the same boat. We're all humans, aren't we? We're all humans. You know, I don't hold myself up as being better than anybody else. I'm just a regular person, but I just have some good knowledge that I can help you with. That's all. All right. Now, I want to mention a couple of other books. First of all, a book I don't mention very often, but it's called Santa's Take on Parenting. Now, it's a parenting book. It's for parents. It's called Santa's Take on Parenting. In other words, Santa Claus's take, what he thinks about parenting. It's just a beautiful little book. It's a story. So you read the story about Santa and Mrs. Claus and a little boy and a little girl that come to live with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and you actually get to observe how Santa works with that little boy who's got issues and with the little girl who has issues. How he works with them, how he helps them, how he parents them, see, with wisdom and with, it's just beautiful. And Mrs. Claus and how she works with the kids. And so, of course, you can imagine there are dozens of parenting tips in the book, but they're written into the story. So you can sit down and read it. It's a really good read. I mean, you sit down and you start reading it, you won't want to put it down. It's that good. So it'd be a nice book for you, or as a gift for someone. It's a beautiful, sweet little book. It's a very sweet book But it's like, have you ever heard of The Little Prince, a book called The Little Prince, Le Petit Prince, in French, Le Petit Prince? It's a very, very philosophical and mystical little book, The Little Prince. Well, so is Santa's Take on Parenting. There's magic in it. Okay, so you should get that book. You can get it in Kindle. You can get it in paperback at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble even. And you can get it from me for a small donation in ebook form. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. I never even had time to talk about Putting the Forever Back in Love, my newest relationship book, Putting the Forever Back in Love. If you've been married for a long time, like 10 years, 15 years, and there's some issues in your marriage, this is the book for you because it's got advanced strategies in it, and also it covers topics like my husband and I have nothing in common, things like that. So you must check that book out. Just go to commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org. Get the book for yourself, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.